The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
All these people who say the nation should come together seem to think that companies are part of the nation. They're not. They never were and can decide to leave if they want to. This is from Brian in Dublin. Some people will always do better than others in every situation. If you're going to start taxing those who are perceived to have done well and will be imposing taxes on everyone for all sorts of reasons forever, then Brian's making the point that that is a slippery slope that you go down. And yet again, the solidarity tax is look over there, don't look over here, because we should be looking in the direction of what we're going to talk about next. And it stems from a picture that was taken of a child eating her dinner from a plastic container in Dublin at a soup run. You may have seen it online, but if you haven't, our reporter Josh Crosby is here to tell us a little bit more about it. Josh, for the benefit of the listeners who mightn't have seen this, but it was all over social media in recent days, describe what was going on and the circumstances of this little child involved.
Yes, Jonathan. So last Sunday, Jerry Byrne from the Ballymun Soup Run, she was setting up her stand of food, as she does on a weekly basis. She says the soup run feeds up to around 100 people, and a large proportion of the people who use the service are living in emergency accommodation. I met up with Jerry, and she told me that the child in the picture comes down every week with her mother, but that when she saw the girl was just sitting on a crate eating her dinner, it stopped her in her tracks. And she said she just wanted to show others how difficult life is right now for some people.
They come from all different walks of life. We have people in emergency accommodation. That's where the children would come from. They come down with their mammies. The only thing they have in their bedroom is a kettle. So they kind of, the only way they can feed the children is out of chippers and stuff. And we would usually make like a coddle, a stew, a chicken curry, chicken pasta, bake, anything, yeah, kind of that we think of. We just change it up every week.
And just when you say children, that brings me to the picture. And I suppose, without going into too many specifics, what are the circumstances of the girl in the picture?
So the child in the photo is 4 years of age and she uses the service every week. She has been using the service since September, since we started up. So I'm not sure before then how long she's in homeless accommodation, but she's been there since as long as September, as far as I know.
The picture shows a girl sitting on a crate having her one hot meal of the day. But you posting that picture, it obviously tells a lot more than just that.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's sad that they don't have a kitchen table to even sit at and eat. They sit in their bedrooms and eat off their beds. Sometimes they don't sit at the soup run. Sometimes they will bring it up to the rooms, but sometimes they just like to get out of the room for a while because it's just one bedroom, a bed, and that's it. I just think it shouldn't be happening. I don't think any child should have to come down to a soup kitchen and sit on a crate or sit on the ground and have their dinner there.
Yeah, look, Jerry Byrne from the Ballymun Soup Run speaking to Josh there about that picture. Josh, who else did you speak with? Because this is clearly more than a single family issue.
It definitely is, Jonathan. Like, as you said, this picture was posted by the Ballymun Soup Run, but there are several of these setups across the country. And in Dublin, there are different ones held every night of the week, with hundreds of people arriving to get food. Last night, I went down to two different ones. I started off by the GPO just after 6 o'clock. And to be honest, I've driven past these from time to time, and all you see when you're passing are the queues. But when you're just stuck in the middle of it, you can see the mixture of people affected by homelessness. There were newborns, there were toddlers, dozens of prams, pensioners, all making use of the service, and the volunteers were flat out handing food and clothes to those there. I started off by talking to Dougie, who's from the Erinua Food Initiative, and he says the demand for soup runs is shameful.
The table here now, there's three different groups there. There's Help Our Homeless, cabin ladies. There's Uckers Aire, which are fingerless people, and my own one then. And on other nights, there's other different groups come along. We set up here at 6:30, give or take a few minutes, and we'll feed anybody that's in need of food. There's rough sleepers, there's people from hostels, the hotels, the B&Bs, that just, they don't have the facilities most of the time at the hostels.
And we're standing here outside the GPO. There's well over 50 people there, from toddlers to pensioners. Is this a busy night?
This is an average night. By the end of tonight, we'll have served over 200 people. I have 200 hot meals there. They'll be gone and they'll be well gone.
And I'm sure you're aware of this picture that's gone around the world at the moment. How much of the proportion of people you see are children?
On Easter Monday, I counted 7 prams. So that was 7 toddlers, 7 children that are barely able to walk, along with maybe another 20 or 30 other children with their parents queuing up. These people need food. They need... Some of them are getting their lunch for the next day. I know the photograph from last week, it's very emotive. And when it comes out, it's kind of, geez, we didn't know that. But it's an everyday occurrence here, and not just here. Grafton Street, the same thing. College Green, the same thing. Ballymun, the same thing. And other areas.
Someone that's doing this work day in, day out, what do you think needs to be done straight away?
You could walk 500 metres from here and there's empty apartments, empty flats. These should be brought online. It wouldn't take a fortune to bring them back up to standards. So put the money into them. Take these people out of hostels. Take them out of the hubs. It's not right. They're all homeless people. You know, generally we think homeless is somebody sleeping here on the road. But somebody sleeping in a hostel, in a hotel, sharing all these facilities, it's not good.
Seven prams in a queue. That's a different image. I fear that, you know, we have to wait a while for the anger to subside when we see a picture like that, because it was a very similar one a couple of years ago that got everybody head up. But do we save getting angry for when we see a photograph of this and ignore the reality that it's happening all the time? Josh, what about the people using the service who are there? Speaking to them gives you an insight, and it's almost difficult to ask the questions, but what did they tell you?
Yeah, so as I said, there was a mixture of people there. Some of them had been in and out of homelessness for decades, others just a few months, and some of them were out of homelessness, but they were still finding it tough on the breadline, and they still called down to them. They were all praising the spread of food and the work of the volunteers there. You'll hear now in this next clip about just some of the difficulties they're facing.
I'm homeless since 2018 with my partner, three kids. I couldn't find it difficult, then stuck in one room looking at four walls every day with the three kids.
And how do you explain to your children when you're coming along here to the GPO this evening for food? What do you say?
Well, they personally ask, can we go to the GPO for food? Do you know what I mean? And I find it hard, like, do you know what I mean? We buy food weekly, there's food there for them to cook. They just like coming down to the soup run.
I'm an old age pensioner. Well, I forget dinner. I was down to 9 stone 8 before I came down here.
Because you couldn't afford to eat?
I get no money, yeah. And then there's something from depression.
I'm a single mother in a homeless accommodation. Everything is on me.
How important are the soup runs for you every day?
Very important, because it's either going to cost us €20 a day, or we can come here and get our bit to eat, you know what I mean? Like, and it's great.
So you're out of homelessness, but you still use the soup run service?
Yes, oh yes. When you're basically unemployed, I do find ends hard to meet.
Yeah, I've a tent in that, and I use the food runs here, and they're very good and all, the people are great, you know what I mean? If you need anything or anything, they look after you well, you know what I mean? Food runs on the street don't get enough credit for what they do, you understand? This time of evening, you can see the numbers that are here now, you know what I mean? It's kind of a social thing as well, because you wouldn't really be connecting any other way, if you know what I mean?
What age are you?
I am 12.
And are you in school?
Yes.
Well, you come here with your family?
Yes, we want to stay with my dad.
For help for my family?
Me and my mum, we are staying in the hostel.
Is it hard to do your homework in that,
yes,
in the hostel?
My mum, she just don't know how to do.
And what would you like to happen when you get older?
Teacher.
You'd like to be a teacher?
Yeah.
It's very hard to listen to that, Josh. That's their life. That's what they are doing. That's their Monday to Sunday. Did you get a sense of sadness that they were there, or was it just, this is what we have to do?
Well, I'll tell you now, Jonathan. I was looking around myself, and there were toddlers eating off their paper plates on the ground, which was shocking to see when you contrast it with the other extremes that we have. But then I saw children maybe 5, 6, 7 years of age, and they had these little buns, little cakes, and they were messing with each other, and they were smiling. And, like, as you just heard in that clip, one of the dad's children asked him, can they go down to the soup run? So these services, they provide, I suppose, hope and basic food and water for people. So there wasn't so much a sense of sadness down there, but a buzz of, like, a dinner time and a mad rush of atmosphere, which I suppose it only lasts for so long.
Yeah. The GPO wasn't the only soup run on in the city, though, last night, was it? There wasn't just one single location where this terrible poverty, this terrible isolation is happening.
No, so 7 nights of the week there are charities and groups, they go out, some even come up to Dublin from other parts of the country to help out. I left the GPO at around 7 o'clock and I went up to Grafton Street. Now, we all know it's a street where you're used to seeing queues of people waiting to go in and spend money, but last night it was different. There was a queue of homeless people waiting for food. I met with Colette Talbot from the Together for Homeless group, and she says there have been changes in what people are looking for over the past year due to the impact of the pandemic.
So we have five tables set up here. At the very beginning, we have a choice of about 9 different main courses for people to choose from. Then you move up. We have a variety of sandwiches. Pot noodles are very popular. We get a lot of home baking in. We have water, fizzy drinks, juices, and then tea, coffee and hot chocolate. And that's a lovely area to work on because that's where people will come. They'll have had their dinner and they love the chats when they're getting their hot drink at the end of their meal.
Have you noticed any changes in the people that are coming or their needs over the past year?
The COVID has been very difficult, as in, say, last year you would have been asked for shower gel a lot and shampoo where they could access different services to go and have a shower. There's none of that anymore with COVID. So it's like water wipes, wet wipes. They're the things that people are using to clean themselves. Anyone that begs, they're getting less money because there's less footfall through town. But on the other side of that, I personally have noticed that people have never been as generous in their donations towards me. Not even monetary, but people making sandwiches, people making hot dinners, going out and buying toiletries, buying dog food for us. We feed dogs as well.
And have you seen many children?
We do see a lot of children, not a huge amount, but we would cater to them. If the parents ask if there's anything specific, we would look after families, we would appeal to get clothes.
And how many people would you be seeing on average?
So last week we did a count up and we had 200 portions of hot food. Then we had on top of that 60 hot dogs, 50 mince and vegetable pasties, and we did not have one hot meal left last week by 8:15.
And it's looking like there'll be no change here tonight.
There'll be nothing left here tonight. No, absolutely nothing.
Colette Talbot from Together for Homeless. Now, that's Grafton Street. That's Grafton Street in Dublin. Dublin's most expensive street for retail. That's where that was happening last night. We need to dump this idea that we all have of strumpet city poverty, of children in rags in tenements. That's not what poverty means anymore. Poverty means being stuck somewhere where you can't get out. That's what it means. And Josh has spoke to some of those people there. And what's frustrating for me, and we'll finish on this, watching Really in the Ears on Sunday night, their brother Kevin and the Capuchin Centre and people queuing up, and it was the worst it had ever been. 10 years later, and we're now talking about kids sitting down eating their dinner on the side of the street. 53106 for your text messages. Thanks to Josh Crosby. More on the way.